I'm joined on the phone by Nat Hudson, the press officer for the Indie Tracks Festival, which is taking place in Derbyshire in June. Good evening, Nat.
Hi, Paul.
Hi there. Now, we had a chat last year about the festival, but let's recap again. Just tell us a little bit about how it all started.
So we're an indie pop festival, Indie Tracks, and we started in 2007. We started with a one-night event. That was back in April 2007. It was set up by a guy called Stuart Mackey. He used to work on the Midland Railway, restoring the trains. Basically, he was a massive sort of indie pop fan, and you know, he enjoyed that kind of music. He'd seen events being run at the railway before, so he thought, why not try and do some kind of indie pop event at the railway? So it still started off with Stuart running a one-night event. Then the first weekend festival was held later that year in 2007. And yeah, it's sort of gone from there. Stuart moved to America quite a while ago, but there's a team of us that have sort of taken it over from where he left off. And it's actually our 10th birthday this year, so we're all very excited.
Yeah. How long is it that you've been involved?
I think it's from 2008, so from the sort of second year.
Oh, quite nearly all of it then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so there's a little team of us that work on it, booking bands, running workshops, you know, doing all the artwork, volunteers, etc. And then we're really lucky that the railway itself and all the staff there, they play a huge part, obviously, and you know, all the kind of logistics side of it. So we'll work together as one big team.
Yeah, we need to say something about the venue, because I went for the first time last year and I thought it was absolutely stunning. Definitely the best views I've ever had at a festival.
Yeah, we're very lucky. So it's we're held on the grounds of the Midland Steam Railway, in Butterley, and yeah, one of the ways that you sort of enter the festival is via a steam train, which is very exciting. And we've got four stages. We have a sort of more conventional big outdoor stage, an indoor stage. Then one of our stages is an old railway man's church, which is really beautiful. And then bands play on the train itself as it kind of goes up and down the railway. So yeah, it's very, very unusual setting, and it's just really beautiful as well, because as you're sitting outside on the hill by the outdoor stage, you know, you can look out over the Derbyshire countryside and then sort of hear the choo-choos of the trains as they go past. So
I think it's quite picturesque. Yeah, I mean firstly, you've got the countryside, which is just rolling hills, and it's absolutely beautiful. You couldn't have drawn it better. But then, I'm not really a train kind of person, but I really liked going to the old station and then getting on a train into the venue, which took about 5 minutes or so. And it was just such a nice touch to do that. So, you know, it's you've got to be quite lucky to be there, really.
We're really lucky. And I think actually, you know, people tend to come back to Indie Tracks. And I think we've probably converted quite a few people into sort of steam train enthusiasts over the years, ourselves included. So,
okay, let's have a look at this year's event, because you've already announced 20 bands now. So who have we got? Yeah. Who are the headliners?
So the main headliners then, so are Saint Etienne, who are a sort of, I suppose, kind of indie dance band who are really excited about playing. We've been trying to beat them for a long time, so they're going to be playing. Also the Isle of Set from America, massive John Peel favourites. This is the only UK show that they're playing this year, and they've, I think they've only... they've not really sort of played in about 10 years. I think they reformed once. So, it's quite key for us to get them to be playing at Intertracks. Lots of people really excited about that. And then we've also got Street School headlining, who are just a fantastic band from Scotland. I think they played at Intertracks before when they were a little bit smaller. But, yeah, they've, you know, they're just such a sort of energetic live band, just so much fun. And yeah, really can't wait to have them play. And then we've announced a whole host of kind of smaller bands as well. So, and we try and book bands from abroad as well. So we've got Expert Alterations coming from America, Vacations coming from Spain. We've got some other bands on there as well. Sisu, who are Welsh, not played before. We tried to kind of have a bit of a mixture really between people who've not played before and then a few sort of familiar names. But I think the majority of our first announcement is people who've not played before, which is it's what we try and do, really, is kind of showcase new stuff.
I mean, you always do well to attract international bands, because I met a couple of bands from the States last year when I was there, and there's always a little bit of an Anglo-Spanish thing going on, isn't there? I mean, how did that come about?
I think it dates back to 2009 when we partnered with Elephant Records. I think it was their 20th or 25th anniversary. I can't remember now. But they sponsored our kind of outdoor stage. That was the first year that we had the big outdoor stage. And a lot of elephant bands played on that stage. And, you know, ever since then, we've continued to big elephant acts. We love the record label. And I think as a result of that collaboration, we've got a lot of sort of Spanish indie pop fans who came along to Indie Tracks, and since then have continued to come back every year. So yeah, there's always a bit of a Spanish vibe going down at Indie Tracks, which is good.
There are a couple of little events in Spain that are sort of very similar to Indie Tracks as well, aren't they? Have this whole indie pop scene.
Lemon Pop and Madrid Pop Fest, and the same in, you know, other countries as well. So New York Pop Fest, Indie Fjord in Norway, it's quite a new festival. It's really nice, actually. I think we really feel part of a sort of community of those kind of festivals, and we all try our best to kind of help each other out, you know, and promote each other, I think, as much as we can.
Okay, so when will we get some more announcements about this year's event?
Oh, we haven't set a date yet, but hopefully very soon. Where are we now? Sort of mid-March. Hopefully sort of by the end of March, if we can, I think would be really nice. Just kind of finalising the lineup now, so yeah. Got a few more good names to announce, so yeah, should be interesting.
I won't ask for any clues or anything like that. I ask everybody all the time during interviews this time of year, and we get nothing. Stonewall, so don't worry about that. But there'll be about 50 bands in all, won't there?
Yeah, there always is. Yeah, because as I say, we've got four stages, so we try and book as many as we can, really, so that people have a good variety of people to see over the weekend. So yeah, that's the plan.
Great. Now, if people want to get tickets, where can they get them from? How much are they?
So just go to indietracks.co.uk and all the information is on the tickets page there. I think they're around £75 at the moment for the weekend for an adult, but that's an early bird offer, which expires in mid-May. So, you know, it's best to kind of try and book your tickets early if you can.
I should interject, that is pretty cheap actually for what you're offering there, because you know, a lot of the bigger festivals are that amount a day now, aren't they? They don't get the whole weekend for that, do they? 2.5 days.
It's actually 72 plus £3 booking fee, so 75 in total. But yeah, I mean, it also includes, you know, full use of all the railway facilities, like museums, you know, you get free steam train rides all weekend as well. So, you know, all that kind of stuff is included in the ticket price as well, which I think is quite good.
And I'm going to say something, as a visitor to the festival last year, the beer prices aren't a rip-off, the food prices aren't a rip-off, and the food was actually excellent. There's some really nice outlets there.
Yeah, we just, you know, we try and book a kind of range of stuff. We have a camera, you know, a local branch of camera running our bar and providing local ales, which is brilliant. And, you know, we have people who are like really into their ales and are very fussy about what comes back every year. I think the Cheddar Valley Cider is always really, really popular. And the same with the catering as well. You know, we were trying to get really nice.
I had a vegetarian curry last year, and it was
excellent. Oh, Gopals. They're awesome. We get them back every year. We're all quite, you know, we're all sort of kind of into the food ourselves. Mm. We want to make sure we're being well fed over the weekend. So we're quite lucky. We can just sort of think whatever we think looks good. But yeah, the merch tent as well is...
That's another thing. We could do another interview just about the merch tent, because that was actually like a little city. All the bands hang around. There's no backstage. Yeah. This is unusual for your festival, because there's no real backstage area. All the bands hang out in the merch tent, don't they? They're selling their stuff and chatting.
We have like little tents, you know, where people get ready and things. Mm. But you know, most of the bands that play our festival aren't really, you know, they're not precious. They don't want to be hanging out backstage all the time.
No.
In fact, in the merch tent, so a guy called Jez, who runs the sort of most of the merch in there, he also runs these sort of impromptu music sets in the merch tent as well, and that just gets announced on the day. And sometimes it's people that are already playing at the festival, sometimes it's just other musicians that happen to be there. So it's always like a really nice place to go and see, just have a little look at what's going on there as well. So that's almost like an extra kind of official stage, which we're really lucky.
Yeah, I didn't realise. I saw Carmella there last year. I was actually sitting on a chair in the corner, and then the three of them sort of just moved into the corner and got their guitars out. And I thought, I'm sitting on the stage here. I didn't realise that. And suddenly a little crowd came past, and I just shuffled off quietly.
You could have got involved, Paul. Could have been like the extra member of Carmella.
I should have brought tambourine or something. Yeah, I think I would have picked it up. Anyway, Nat, I'm going to say thanks very much for having the time to chat. Really really enjoy That's it every okay. year, and we're looking forward to more announcements later in the year. Maybe we'll have another chat at some point in the future, but we're looking forward to being there again. So, thanks a lot. We'll speak soon about it, I'm sure.
Brilliant. Thanks, Paul.